From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. France is hosting an international conference to promote a two-state solution for peace in the Middle East. Our collective responsibility is to bring Israelis and Palestinians back to the negotiating table, said French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault at the opening of the conference Sunday. Delegates from more than 70 countries are attending the Paris meeting to state their opposition to the Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories, including East Jerusalem. Neither Israeli nor Palestinian representatives are attending the meeting, and in fact, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has denounced the meeting. He said the conference convening today in Paris is a futile conference. It was coordinated between the French and the Palestinians with the aim of imposing upon Israel conditions that are incompatible with our national needs. Of course, it pushes peace further away because it hardens the Palestinian positions and it also pushes them away from direct negotiations without preconditions. Days before the U.S. holiday honoring civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., President-elect Donald Trump has attacked Congressman John Lewis after Lewis, a civil rights legend in his own right, said he does not consider Mr. Trump a legitimate president due to what he believes were Russia's attempts to help candidate Trump win the presidency. And several protests leading up to the inauguration of the president-elect have taken place in Washington. More are scheduled even after he officially becomes president. In fact, the Reverend Al Sharpton led the We Shall Not Be Moved march. This is VOA News. Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow has met in Mali with world leaders trying to arrange a peaceful outcome of his country's leadership crisis. He was officially declared the winner of last month's election by a slim margin. Yahya Jammeh, who has been in power in Gambia since a coup in 1994, originally accepted defeat but then reversed himself and filed suit to challenge the result, citing voting irregularities. The head of the UN West Africa office has said the Economic Community of West African States intends to seek the formal approval of the UN Security Council to deploy troops to Gambia if Jammeh refuses to step down this week.
A high-level delegation has returned to Banjul in an attempt to persuade President Jammeh to abide by the election results and to step down.
Under Jammeh, the Gambian government has been accused of numerous rights abuses, including arbitrary arrests, torture, and forced disappearances. Officials in Afghanistan say that at least 7 civilians were killed, 2 wounded, when the vehicle hit a roadside bomb in Nangarhar province, which shares a border with Pakistan. The violence happened just hours before Islamic State militants in the same region abducted 13 seminary teachers. It was not immediately clear who planted the bomb in a region where the Taliban actively conducts insurgent activities. UN aid agencies are appealing to authorities in Europe to assist and protect thousands of refugees and migrants trying to survive the harsh winter weather that is gripping the continent. They say people in Greece and the Balkan states are most at risk. Lisa Schlein has more from the UN in Geneva.
Agencies such as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and the UN Children's Fund say they are doing what they can to protect refugees and migrants stranded in Greece and the Balkans from the harsh winter. UNHCR spokeswoman Cecile Puy says too many people remain without help.
We are extremely concerned by reports that several refugees and migrants have lost their lives trying to enter or move across Europe.
UNICEF says children and their families are living in intolerable conditions on the Greek islands. The children's agency notes this is off-season. Since few tourists are arriving, it is appealing to Greek authorities to allow the refugees and migrants living out in the open to stay in the hotels, hostels, and homes that are essentially empty. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The private space exploration company SpaceX has conducted its first successful launch since the explosion of a rocket on a launch pad in September. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.